I'm here at the Lowell Folk Festival with Pat Scanlon, who's been in charge of recycling here for the last 3 or 4 years. And he told me something interesting this morning as we were walking down the street. Pat, what is this about the Democratic National Convention?
Yeah, I've helped the Democratic National Convention set up their recycling program inside the convention in conjunction with a group called CERC, the Coalition for Environmentally Responsible Conventions. And as part of that, I made a proposal to the DNC, which was the Recycle Poster Board project. And at first, the DNC, they were very interested in this project, but they didn't think it could be done. And I had to prove to them that it could be done. And so now they're on board because they know it can be done, and it is being done. We're going to take the waste paper after the first night of the convention, 6 o'clock Tuesday morning. We're going to pull that paper out. We're going to haul it to the Havel Paperboard Mill in Havel. The Havel Paperboard Mill makes 400 tons a day of recycled paperboard, 100% recycled paperboard. So the paper is going to go into the direct feed system of the mill. Then it's going to go through the mill, going to go through the cleaning process, dropped into the hydropulper, and then it's going to be made into sheets of paperboard. Paperboard is commonly used for cereal boxes, shoe boxes, pizza boxes, those kinds of things. When it comes out the other end, we're going to make it into, we're going to cut it into sheets. We're going to cut it into 9,000 sheets that are 26 by 40 inches in size. These sheets are colandered, meaning that they're squeezed on the top to make it a smooth finish on the top. There's no coating, and there's no top liner on there. And then from there, we're going to, Waste Management is doing the hauling, all the hauling for me. We're going to haul that to Newburyport, to the Journeyman Press. The Journeyman Press comes off the truck right into their press machines. They put it on their press, and they start pumping out posters. Each one of those sheets from Havel Paperboard will be made into 4 posters. So we end up with 36,000 posters in total. And all the organizations participating in this will get a poster. Advanced Reproductions helped the design of the poster and the layout of the poster. And Waste Management is providing all the hauling. Obviously, Havel Paperboard is manufacturing the paperboard, and Journeyman Press is doing the printing. All those organizations and companies have donated everything to this. So there's not a cost. Now, and I know your listeners can't see this, but you are the first. We've kept this under wraps. But this is a copy of the poster board. Now, here, you can see it's up the top. The Democratic National Convention is their official logo. It says, "Thanks for your support. Delegates, sponsors, guests, volunteers." And here it has been changed. It now says, "Democratic Party presidential and vice presidential nominee, Senator John F. Kerry and Senator Edwards." And they've both signed the poster. So these are signed posters. These are gifts to all the attendees at the convention.
Collector's items.
It is. Absolutely. Everybody wants one. And that was all part of the plan. This artwork that you see here that takes up the center of the poster was done by the Timothy School Middle School. And John Curry has a special relationship with that school. So they have actually done this artwork. This artwork is also going to be the artwork that is on the platform booklet that every attendee will receive at the convention. Now, down at the bottom, as you can see, and underneath the photo, it'll say artwork, done by Timothy Middle School. And then down here, you can see the logo, 100% recycled paperboard. This poster contains waste paper generated at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. And then underneath that, in bold letters, it says, "Recycling saves energy, natural resources, and provides jobs." And underneath that, it says, "Special thanks to the companies and organizations that participated in the Recycle Poster Project, Advanced Reproductions, Coalition for Environmentally Responsible Conventions, Havel Paperboard, North Shore Recycle Fibers, Divisions of the Newark Group, Journeyman Press, Scanlon Associates, yours truly, and Waste Management, Inc." And so that's the project. And we're going to pick the waste paper up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I originally told the DNC that I could turn this around in 24 hours. What we're going to do is we're going to pick it up at 6, and we're going to return it by 10 o'clock at night. So all within one day, a half a day, 15 hours, we're going to take the waste paper and turn it into the usable product. This is a 12 by 18 inch poster that is suitable for framing, and hopefully people will take this home and frame it, because it will be a collector's item, and we'll put it on their wall. So hopefully we're going to have 36,000 posters around the country put on the wall promoting recycling.
And it'll remind people whenever they look at it that the recycling really was done at this Democratic National Convention.
So, absolutely.
There are some other recycling projects at DNC, it looks like, as well. I read something about 10,000 biodegradable balloons, I guess.
Right. And yeah, all those balloons that they have up on top are biodegradable. And then they're, all the crepe paper that they're using, that's all made with recycled paper as well.
So that may be the end of a line for that particular piece of paper, but at least it's recycled material.
It's got one more use.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great. And, of course, here at the Lowell Folk Festival, you're doing your usual yeoman work, recycling all the food and utensils and things used by people going to the festival. Right. How many people do you expect to be here today?
I don't know that we don't know what the numbers are, but I can tell you about the recycling program that we have.
You could mention a little bit.
Yeah. We have, since the beginning of the program, it's a slow growth program over the last 5 years, but actually 4 years of implementation. And we have recycled in excess of 98,000 beverage containers. That's collected and sorted. We have sent for composting food and paper waste from over 100,000 meals. And we've also raised over $8,000 for local youth groups that help with this program. So this is really and this is a national model. This weekend I have Carl Hirsch with me. Carl is head of the recycling for the state of Pennsylvania. And he's worked a whole weekend, stayed at my house. And so he really understands now what's taking place. And on Wednesday, this coming week, so Tuesday I'm doing a DNC, and Wednesday I will be in Pennsylvania, in Wilkes-Barre, giving a workshop to all the recycling coordinators in the state of Pennsylvania on what we're doing here at Lowell.
And the model is spreading then.
Yes, yeah. And we have, what I'm really happy about is here in Massachusetts, for 2 years, one of my volunteers here, and I have a lot of professional volunteers coming in to help with this. It's a learning ground, and she's a regional planner down on the Cape, and she was with me for 2 years, Claire Sullivan, and now she has put in a proposal to the DEP, got a grant, and she's starting a phase one program at the Marshfield Fair, and I couldn't be happier. So it's just showing that, you know, they may not be able to do everything we're doing here, but at least they can get started. They can realize that, you know, they can do something in their communities. And I have a dozen people here from different communities working today that want to take this back to their community. I had a woman from Haverhill yesterday. Today a woman's coming up from Connecticut. So it's just really exciting that people are hearing about what we're doing and wanting to do this in their communities, and they're coming here to see how we can do this.
Well, thank you, Pat Scanlon, for talking with us. This is Jim Giddings reporting from the Lowell Folk Festival in Lowell, Massachusetts.